whenever anything happens, we want to know, what did you know and when do you know it? The smoking gun to connect the dots and maybe
whose neck can we grab?
Right, maybe who can we blame politically? And you know, it happened with Katrina, it happened with this, and these are natural events, if you will. Yeah, I mean, the oil coming out of the Gulf, it's horrible. It shouldn't have happened, but it's happened before. And it's going to happen again as long as we have insist on having four cars and SUVs and that sort of thing. But to your point about the closeness of this, I became aware of the Minerals Management Service a couple of years ago, and I knew somebody who used to work there. And I had no knowledge of anything about what it does. But according to this individual, the MMS is the second largest revenue producer for the country after the IRS.
After the IRS.
So, boom, this is a big deal, and I wasn't aware of it. And I think you're right. They're saying now too many former oil experts, oil industry experts.
The revolving door is what they call it.
Hello, folks. Welcome to the real world. Agriculture Department probably has the same situation in some of their inspection areas.
FDA.
And they get people from that field.
They call it this cozy relationship. I almost think, I've watched IT very carefully. Mm-hmm. I don't even know whether it's that cozy relationship or whether people who work in that industry, because you all talk a lot, we're in journalism. People all tend to share these views because you all talk about it together.
Yeah. I saw a reporter being interviewed the other day, and he had attended this party, this exclusive party for the White House press corps and some friends, given at the vice president's mansion, in the Naval Observatory, and the media people were shooting the others with squirt guns, and the kids were running around. And this woman that was interviewing him said, "Isn't this a bit incestuous?" And the reporter was just horrified that even anybody would even think that. But yeah, when you start running in these circles and knowing people, you trust them. You want their approval. You want their favor. And yeah, the MMS.
People say it about us. Oh, we're federal news radio, so we just report what the government says.
Yeah.
I think how we approach it is we try and get people to think outside their box and maybe push them to come up with creative ways of doing things. We understand the issues that they face.
But I mean, it's so easy now to blame FEMA or the Coast Guard or something. People down there are hurting. And again, people like us sitting here in Washington, D.C. in air conditioned buildings, people who have never caught a clam or caught a fish. We don't
never worked on an oil rig.
Yeah, we don't have a clue about what's going on down there.
This is not what you're talking about, but you have a great show coming up.
Good show coming up. Yes, I'm going to be talking about the Senior Executives
Association. Their big conference going on.
The big conference, and they're co-sponsoring with Deloitte. And the idea is getting the best out of federal people. They're aiming at executives and managers, but it trickles down. All-star cast, every player you can think of on the federal scene, the presidents of unions, presidents of associations, and Carol Bonacero, of course, is head of the Senior Executive Association, and she's going to give us a live update.
Great.
The program starts at 8 in the morning, and she's going to give us an update during our show from 10 to 11. So that'll be interesting to hear.
And Tom's down there in the morning.
We'll cover it like a blanket, like a cheap suit.
Yeah, exactly.
And then also I'm going to be talking with the president of the Federal Managers Association about how the spiral back from the national security personnel system is going. I think most people who are interested in this know that 226,000 defense civilians were put into this Bush administration, Donald Rumsfeld program. The unions made it a point of getting rid of it, and they finally succeeded last year. They're supposed to have them all. Most of them spiraled back by September or October of this year. The people who complained that people were put into the system too quickly are now complaining that they're being taken out of the system too completely. And it's interesting to see that.
I love these situations where people say things are happening too fast.
Exactly.
Like, you go too slow, people say it goes too slow.
Exactly.
People go too,
that's what we do in this town.
Right.
The sky is falling in, and we do Monday morning quarterbacking. But it's interesting to see how the managers groups are looking at the NSPS versus the unions. The unions are sort of sitting back and enjoying seeing everybody worry about where they're going to land, because all of these people are non-union, outside the union bargaining unit. So they really don't particularly care about the situation, although they think it was a bad one. The managers,
they're just worried that they don't want to see it expand.
Right, exactly. Yeah. They're not. If the people coming back from the NSPS, the example I use is the GS-14 Step 15,
right.
The guy who was paid so much, and some of them got substantial raises. But they're kind of, I think, enjoying seeing the people wiggle and squirm as they come back. The managers, on the other hand, say, hey, this was a good system. We should have been given time to work. It was doomed from the beginning by the opposition of unions. And the numbers they have is the number of people being rolled back, how soon it's happening, and the amount of the pay raises that they got, and how well so many did. They're really at issue. And this is one of these things where all we can do is do a he said, she said.
Yeah.
And
yesterday, we talked to the National Academy of Public Administration about the Defense Civilian Intelligence Personnel System,
yes,
which is another pay for performance system, again, non-union, they're intelligence
right.
people, so no unions. And NAPA essentially found the policies all worked very well. They laid them out well. The actual implementation has not worked so well. And that's what we tend to hear is these things are hard to do.
Somebody should write a generic report, a boilerplate, and say the system's good, has some flaws, but it's good. But it's the administration of the program, the way it's handled, the people part of it, isn't working so well. I mean, that's standard operating procedure.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you had those people, because I'm hearing from some people who are NSPS-like systems like that, and they are saying, what's about us? We're being left out here to dry, and apparently they're not going to touch them. And my guess is, and we may even find out tomorrow, because John Berry, the director of OPM, will be one of the speakers at this conference tomorrow, but my guess is when they unveil the new civil service reforms that they're talking about, there will be a pay-for-performance-like system that some of the unions are very nervous about.